Today on Hacker Public Radio, you will hear conversations from a Drupal camp, primarily with Addison of Lullabot fame, Henrik from the All 90 Radio, as well as Patrick and Cornelius. CT is back once again with an interview from Drupal Camp Göteborg 2012. You see, one of the persons there was Addison Berry. And who is that, you wonder? Well, let me tell you. According to the webpage for the company which she works for, Lullabot, Addison has been involved with Drupal since 2006. She is Lullabot's Director of Education and the Product Manager for Drupalize.me. She also travels around the world, speaks at events from local high schools to major conferences like OSCON. She works to improve Drupal and open source software. Addison has been working with technical documentation and training since 2000 and was the Drupal documentation lead from 2008 to 2010. She is one of the co-authors for the O'Reilly book Using Drupal, published in 2008. In addition to her focus on coordinating documentation efforts, she's provided core patches, maintained several contributed modules, and has been involved with the Drupal Dojo and the GHOP, the Google Highly Open Participation Mentoring Programs. In 2010, Addison was recognized as one of the most influential women in tech by Fast Company magazine. So that's the lowdown, and of course I couldn't let such an interesting person go by without having a little conversation with me first. But before we get to that, before we turn to the main interview, I will play a small informal conversation over lunch involving Henrik, one of my co-hosts from the All in IT Radio, and two of my former students, Patrick and Cornelius, now full-fledged web developers in their own right. Let's have a little listen to what we all think about Drupal Camp. So I'm sitting here waiting for food at a charming restaurant in Gothenburg. I've been attending DrupalCon. No, that's not it. I've been chastised for that before. It's Drupal Camp Gothenburg, of course. And with me are four strapping young gentlemen. Three, sorry, I'm the fourth. But I'm not strapping or young. But I'm a gentleman in soul and heart. And with me, as always, is my co-host, Henrik. Say hello to the fans, Henrik.
Hello.
Say something more.
No.
All right, how do you enjoy Drupal Camp?
I'm enjoying it to bits. I don't understand a word of what they're saying.
Both you and I know that that's not true.
Well, since I haven't worked that much with Drupal, I can't really associate to what they're saying or actually understand what benefit I should have of it. But I must say, the last speech we attended about Rush was a fairly bit impressing. At least I might want to check up on that to see what it actually is capable of.
You haven't used Rush before?
Nope, not at all.
Why?
Because I hardly use Drupal these days. As I said, I worked on a few projects a year ago or so. But nowadays, I mostly use other kinds of frameworks.
You strayed from the true path.
Yeah, and the true path is a bit wonky, so I didn't really want to stay there.
All right. Enough with you. That wasn't funny at all. To my right, we have... Who are you, sir?
My name is Patrik Olsson.
And what are you doing here?
Well, I'm attending to Drupal Camp.
Why?
Because I find it interesting. I'd like to learn more about Drupal. Get more experiences about Drupal so I can develop much better sites in the future.
And what's your history with Drupal? Have you used it in any real projects?
Well, a couple of projects, but most for learning Drupal. I've used Drupal for about a half a year or something. And, well, now I can develop some sites in Drupal, some basic sites.
All right, and the fourth guy, who's really the third, what's your name?
My name is Cornelius.
And your business here is?
Attending Drupal camp, learn some more.
And why are you here?
Because you told me to come.
Right, blame me.
Yes, folks, to the all over.
Okay, have you any previous experience with Drupal before this?
Yeah, I've worked with Patrick on a couple of projects. We started at the same time, so I'm just half year in also.
All right, so the final decision then, is it a thumbs up or a thumbs down? We go around the table. Henrik first.
Thumbs up or thumbs down about what?
Drupal camp.
A big thumbs up, because so far I've got at least 3 stickers.
And that's the main goal of any conference. Yeah. All right, Patrick?
Thumbs up. Well, I think it was interesting, the sessions we have attended to so far. I like it, the one about Drush. Really look forward to work with Drush.
All right, and we're just halfway through Drupal camp. There's much more to come. And the last man?
I like it too. I like the Drush session. But the other two, it's not that good. But the first one was really funny with, what's his name?
Morten.
Yeah. Morten DK. Yeah, I like
that one. All right, thank you, gentlemen. And I hope we all have a nice lunch. And as far as I can remember, the food tasted great. Cornelius mentioned Morten DK, who was the keynote speaker, and I have an interview with him, which will be edited and available for your listening pleasure at a future date. Drush, by the way, for you who do not know, is a command line tool with which you can do amazing things with Drupal. Everything from installing, getting backups, installing and updating modules, packaging, and so on and so forth. If you are a Drupal developer, well, you just must use it. There's no discussion. It's too great of a tool. So let's have a talk to the person who had the presentation about Drush. On stage, Addison Berry.
I'm Addison Berry. I'm an American, but I live in Denmark. And so this was an easy trip to come up to Sweden. And I came to speak about a few things. Mostly I was very excited about helping more Drupal communities in Scandinavia, spreading sort of the Drupal community love and getting more people involved and sort of making people feel comfortable and like this is a place that they can come and learn as well as, you know, just sort of hanging in the sidelines and building websites. And since that's a passion of mine, I really get excited when communities start to put on events and try and pull people together. So that's why I decided to come on up and speak.
All right, great. What might people know you from?
In the Drupal world, I work for Lullabot. I'm director of education there and product manager for DrupalizeMe, which is Lullabot's video training site. In the past, I was the documentation team lead for the Drupal project, and I've been sort of involved in a lot of community efforts in the community for the last 5 years or so.
All right. You had 2 sessions today. What did you talk about?
The first session I did today is on a new sort of initiative within the Drupal community called Learn Drupal that creates a ladder of lessons that people can work their way through from the very bottom, learning about Drupal, but more about learning about the Drupal community and how to actually contribute. You have to sort of learn Drupal in order to contribute, but really being able to focus on how to actually give back. I think it's a really great initiative that got started in Boston. I found out about it at DrupalCon Denver and got really excited and talked to people. And I've started doing meetups in Copenhagen to get people sort of working through lessons and figuring out how to do things. And then we're going to have a sprint to work on core Drupal issues and actually get people who may not feel like they are, you know, a lot of people feel like, oh, I can't contribute to core. That's for, I don't know, either really smart people or people who have a lot of time or all those things. And the system's really designed to say everybody can contribute and we can help you. We'll take you by the hand and walk you through it step by step. And so that was a really cool session. I'd love to get more communities doing that. And we had really good response to it in Copenhagen. I think it's really going to give a very good environment for people who are new to Drupal to really sort of explore and get to know people. And then my other session was about Drush, which is just a really great tool in the Drupal world. But since it's not a module, a lot of people are afraid of it or don't really know what it is. And so I just wanted to give people who hadn't been introduced to it yet understand that it is a great tool and it's not nearly as frightening or weird as you probably think it is. So that was just a fun session to do as well. And I think a lot of people seemed pretty interested from that. So that was great.
I had two pupils of mine here today with me, and they attended your Drush session, and they have only been using Drupal at simple web hosts, so they have never had any shell access. But they were quite determined that now they have to get some sort of hosting where they can actually use Drush, so they were quite excited. I was attending the Got Together a couple of weeks ago over at Node 1. And one thing they told me was that at some point they had large signs everywhere, "Don't hack core." But you're saying that they should.
Contributing to core means making changes to core in a community effort, not hacking on it by yourself. And there's, every iteration, every new version of Drupal, we change a lot of things because we're constantly trying to make it better software. I mean, if we kept just the same old thing, nobody would use it. But to make changes to continue to move forward with technologies requires a lot of work because it's just, you know, there's on the one hand, you just change some lines of code, but what is the right direction for that to go in? There's a lot of documentation. There's a lot of other thought. How does this work with the other pieces? So it's a much larger picture, and the entire community needs to come together, and we need a lot of different perspectives. We need a lot of different people who use Drupal in different ways and interact with Drupal in different ways. People who don't code can have a huge impact in terms of Drupal core, but those tend to be the people who don't contribute or don't feel like they can contribute, and it's frustrating because there are a lot of people who want to do good work, but they want to make sure they're doing it right. And so we need a lot of input from a lot of people. It's a tremendous amount of code, and there's relatively few people who are doing that, and that's a big burden on them. And so the idea is to come together, talk with the community, figure out, you know, what's broken that we need to fix or new cool things we want to add. What's the best way to do that? And then work together so that it gets into Drupal core, and then when the new release comes out and you download it, everybody gets it rather than you just hacked out this great solution in the corner and nobody else gets to share from that.
Do you know roughly how many are contributing to core right now?
I don't know right now with Drupal 8. I know the numbers for Drupal 7 was somewhere around, I think, 900 people, which sounds like a lot of people. It is. It's definitely not like, it's three people who are working on core. But when you look at it in the perspective of the overall, the size of the community, the number of people who use Drupal and the number of people who are trying to do things around it is just tremendous. And in numbers that we had from the Learn Drupal presentation, in terms of the percentage of people who have Drupal.org accounts who are ostensibly part of the community, who actually contribute to core, is something like 0.15%. Like it's not even at 1%. And so that's, when you look at it in that perspective, it's a very teeny, 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 tiny little pinprick of people who are actually making the software that hundreds of thousands of people around the world depend on day in and day out. It's a sobering perspective, and we'd like to make that better.
And it was interesting to hear you talk about it. So, what I want to thank you for your time, and what would you like to plug? What kind of thing are nearest to your heart, and what do you want to pimp?
Well, I mean, the biggest things that are close to my heart now in the Drupal community is the Learn Drupal project. The website's at learndrupal.org. It's a great group of people. The initiative is just starting, and so aside from people getting involved, we also, you know, with Core, we also need people to help the Learn Drupal project. There's a website. We're trying to create lessons. We're trying to get feedback. Are the lessons effective? You know, are people able to actually learn something from them and work through them and make them better? Because we want it to be as easy as absolutely possible for somebody who doesn't know anything to come in, start at the bottom, and actually work their way all the way up to being able to deal with patches and be engaged fully in the community discussion. So yeah, anybody who's really interested in trying to figure out how to contribute, like I just want to do something but I don't know how, should come check out Learn Drupal and help us. And it'd be a great learning experience, I think, in a lot of ways.
Splendid. Thank you.
Awesome.
If you want a deeper interview with Addison, you should have a listen to the Drupal EC podcast, episode number 95, where she is the main guest. Otherwise, you can always turn to any of the Lullabot podcasts. There are many of them. Insert content here. The Creative Process. But mainly the Lullabot podcast, which is sometimes called the Drupalize.me podcast. I'm not sure how that works, really. But in the last one there, Addison herself is a host. And also, have a look at Addison's presentations from Drupal Camp on YouTube. I will add links in the show notes. And if you want to hear what Henrik and I thought about this year's Drupal Camp, then you should have listened to the episode Con of the Year over on our podcast, The All in IT Radio. In that episode, we talk about all the conferences we have attended in 2013, including Drupal Camp, Retrospelsmässan, which my last episode on Hacker Public Radio was about, as well as FSCons and a few others. So have a listen to that. Follow me on Identica and Twitter at Altinomite, Altinomit. You will find links to all the ways to contact me in the show notes, and please get in touch if you have anything to comment. Finally, I will say Drupal one more time, just for the sake of it. This is CT signing off.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.